The Inbox.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Pharaoh Mo.
And Honest Megs.
And JT.
Yeah, and it's the Inbox. How you doing, guys? It's been a while.
Definitely been a while.
I feel like we ain't did a show in months and months and months.
Well, let's make it count.
You know, and it just so happens that it's Christmas time. So hopefully, you know, we can send this year off with a bang. And I don't know, let's make it a good show. But how you been, Meg?
I've been well.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
I'm good. Just ready. I'm ready for Christmas to be over, ready for the new year. And yeah.
Don't New Year new me.
That shit is done and over with. Yeah. Ain't no New Year new me. It wouldn't be the same old me.
That's exactly what it is. You might do something different, but a lot don't change.
New Year new me for 2 weeks.
Right.
Right.
and then I'm gonna go back to the old me.
Yeah, man. I do have a little, I guess, resolution I want to keep up with, and that's just to be a little bit more mindful on everything, especially like being more mindful with people, because everything ain't for everybody. Everybody ain't for everybody. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, you know, I try to stay wary of funny people. I'll say that, you know, and just try to, you know, keep with a nice circle of people that are, you know, cool. But yeah, that's probably going to be my only resolution. Other than that, what about you, Jay? Anything?
Well, first, I feel like winter is going to last until May, since it didn't start yet.
Yeah.
But resolution wise, I don't just realizing that people don't really care.
Yeah.
So like, why should I care so much about what people are thinking or how someone's reacting to something, because they're not really going to care about it later. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times I find myself like trying to make sure I'm quote unquote doing the right thing by people or just being nice, but people don't really care. And it's not that they're being hateful. It's just, they got their own shit to worry about.
Right.
They don't have time to worry about what you're focused on. So that's probably it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So
Meg, any, mm-mm. Nothing.
No.
Same old.
Same shit, different day.
Same old Meg. Well, let's get into this word of the day. Let's get to it.
Word of the day.
And the word of the day is conundrum. Now, I've heard this word a lot, but never knew the real definition or meaning. But a conundrum is a noun, and it's a confusing and difficult problem or question. And there's another definition. It's a question asked for amusement, typically one with a pun in its answer. So that's a conundrum. Okay. Interesting. You know, hopefully, you know, during our show, we might come across a couple conundrums. I feel like we might.
I feel like I've been in a couple.
Yeah. More than I'd like to admit, but I feel that, yeah.
So as I'm looking at these topics, I see where you came up with this word of the day.
There's a lot of conundrums in some of the topics that we're going to talk about.
It's a nice transition into the first one.
Yeah, exactly. So let's get to it. Now, I know in the last episode, we kind of talked and touched about this, but there's a lot more shit coming out. And if you don't know who I'm talking about Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Diddy Bop.
Love.
Yeah, I'm talking about him. So now, aside from the Cassie stuff, there's another woman that's come out and said that him and somebody else were sexually assaulting her. And, you know, she was, I guess, 17 years old and all this other stuff. Mm. And there's some other people. I guess there's a couple other people coming out, but nonetheless.
They got pictures of her sitting on his lap.
Yeah.
At the time of the alleged incident.
Right. And see, I don't want this to sound crazy, because it's definitely going to sound crazy. But
don't be scared, bro. Just say.
I don't know if I can fault that man for that.
I didn't see the picture.
Yeah, I mean.
She bad.
they blurred her face out. Mm. But if you're 17 years old and you're going to come after this man, what was you doing there in the first place?
What you mean, come after him now?
Right. Yeah. Like, what?
All right, so you can't fault the, minor.
I can't fault minor dumb decisions. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what is you know you shouldn't be doing here. Like, I feel like that just opens up a can of worms why for anybody to just say, oh, yeah, the such and such did this to me.
Yeah, but why wouldn't she want to be around Diddy? There's access to everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's rich. He's famous. You know, what if she's trying to get in the industry, all that?
I mean,
you can't fault her for that.
Right.
But
to come out now and have an issue with it now.
So I got a lot of feelings and, like, opinions about that shit. It's a conundrum because I go back and forth on it. Like, on one hand, I'm like, why would you wait so long to come out? But on the other hand, like, he's super powerful. What's going to happen to you if you do come out? Or, like, you don't want people, like, that's just embarrassing if that really happened to you.
Right.
Or maybe you just don't want to talk about it again because you're scarred or whatever. So I don't know. That's tough. That's tough. I don't know.
I just feel like...
But like 30 years?
Yeah, 20 man. Years? Like,
that's... I don't know. I
think that a lot of people seen Cassie's payday.
Right. That too.
And was like, okay.
She got paid quick.
Oh, so I heard some shit about that. So I heard, like, her lawyers attacked his businesses and sued his businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They have to pay out. So it doesn't matter what he decides. Like,
yeah, he has no control in the situation.
That was smart as hell.
Yeah.
Right, but you see what I'm saying? Because now there's, like... so many people coming out, right? And he did, like, make a post like, okay, enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he's finally saying something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is crazy.
It is crazy.
So it's like, you know, I don't ever remember Bill Cosby ever saying anything when he was going through his shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I feel like a lot of it probably is true. I'm not going to say it's not, but I feel like a lot of shit's being, like,
Not exaggerated.
I was going to say not made up, but exaggerated. Yeah. Right. Just because, I mean, she was paid off in like what?
A day.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So,
but there's also a deadline. The New York passed law. So you can't bring up allegations from so many years back. You had like a deadline of when that law was getting passed. So that's why people are doing it now too. But
I'm starting
the
to believe that.
Fucked up.
Well, right, but you gotta think. You kind of know what you're gonna get yourself into,
right? Because you heard what's his name? He was married to the model. What's it? Russell? Was it
Russell Simmons?
Russell Simmons. So you know they're attacking him now as well, right? Mm-hmm. So he did an interview like, I'm not trying to say that anything that I've done in my past was right. However, you have to take, like, what the 80s and 90s was really about. Like, this is what we did. We slept with 3 and 4 women.
Ain't nobody
talking
about Studio 54.
Right. Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. So, they was on some crazy shit.
But it's just, it's crazy that there's other people in the industry that aren't like him and, like, P. Diddy, and I know there is, but we're not hearing nothing about that. But they're going after these. Yeah, but like, this is crazy.
Not yet. But yeah, you're right. That's how the shit was. Like, the industry's crazy. People are signing up for this shit. Like,
right.
The adults.
Right.
I'll fault the adults, not the minors. But you're walking into this shit knowing all this fucked up shit's happening, but you want to be famous, or you want to be an artist, or you want to be an actress, or whatever. So you're choosing to do this shit, and they're telling you, well, you got to fuck with these 5 dudes right here if you want to get in. And you do it, that's not rape.
Right.
You choose to do it.
Yeah, you're choosing to do that.
Harvey Weinstein says, suck my dick if you want the part. It's fucked up. It's unethical.
Right.
But it's not rape.
But it's not rape.
So if you want it that bad, like, people sell their soul all the time. That's selling your soul.
Right.
People sell
their
soul all the time. Like, it's fucked up, but that doesn't mean you were assaulted. Now, I'm sure they do some over the top shit too, but
right.
Yeah, I think that they think about it after a while, because I feel this way. They always been on some freak shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now it's just, oh, now they sit back and think about it. Oh, I shouldn't, probably shouldn't have done that. Now, and then, mm-hmm. then here right. comes
I'm,
the.
I'm 42 and I look back at stuff I did in my 20s. I'm like, damn, some of that shit I probably shouldn't have done.
Shouldn't have done, right.
But, like, you know, that's what happened.
But they were, right. But the, and here's the whole thing about that.
We ain't got nobody
was,
to?
They was cool oh. with that. They was cool with
I
it.
I just said we ain't got everybody to sue.
right. you know, that. So that I feel like Cassie, you know.
I don't know.
She was on, she was on some freak shit.
I don't know.
She stayed for so long.
Yeah. She stayed for a long time, but I feel like that's an isolated, out of all these other allegations, that one's so isolated to the fact that, like, do you remember ever seeing her during those years?
No.
You didn't see her, right? Mm-mm. So to me, like, I feel like she was getting, like, tortured. Like,
yeah, you see where you know, they said that, like, she had to, he had to have a breast implants and then didn't like them, and so she had to have surgery that same week.
Yeah.
Like, if anybody's ever had plastic surgery, that shit takes a toll on your body. Mm. Like, so for her to have to go through that, if this is true, mm-hmm. like, that's seriously torture.
Yeah. Oh, man. Prayers to Cassie, though. I mean, I wouldn't want no woman to go through none of that.
Right.
But at the same time.
But in those situations, like in the relationship like that, she probably was afraid. She probably feared for her life.
Yeah, probably.
If these allegations are true, she feared for her life. But especially, the other people coming to the party and getting gangbanged, that's different.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, you don't even different. Know, like, what she knows that she, like, you know what I mean? That a lot of people don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? What she's seen behind the scenes from being with him so long. She probably knows a lot of his fucking secrets, mm-hmm. too.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So she probably, yeah, so she probably was, like, literally terrified until she was able to break free. And that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Right.
Damn. Yeah. And if, I don't know if you guys know this, I'm sure it sticks out like a sore thumb. Do you, like, there's a lot of celebrities that's coming out with some freak shit. There are, all these celebrities are on some freak shit.
I just feel like that was the name of the game back then.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it was. When you're in Hollywood and whatever, that's why it's like a fraternity and you only get in if you're invited. Because secret society, damn near secret society, because there's a lot of shit. There's a lot of wild shit going on.
Yeah. Yeah, we always hear about the parties and shit. And
blackmailing people. So now think about it. Is that why Diddy was giving back everybody's masters a couple months ago?
Probably.
What's her name? Aubrey ordered it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what she said.
She's been on his neck for years.
Long time. She didn't sign.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't sign. She didn't sign the paperwork because she said, if you would look at it, there was a lot of stipulations to getting your shit back right. And she wasn't with it because obviously
she wanted to be able to talk.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
And people think she's crazy, but
she ain't crazy. She's definitely not crazy. I mean,
she's a little wild.
She's a wild girl. definitely a wild girl. Now, backpedal or backspin off of all that. Do you watch the Is What It Is show, the Cam and Mace show?
Mm-hmm. I see clips. I haven't really sat down and watched a full one.
Okay, so.
Oh, I don't watch it, but I seen Cam talking shit.
Talking shit, right.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, so pretty much Cam and Mace, they were, you know, telling a story from back in the 90s, how they went to a whorehouse and they took the girl back and, you know, they did what they did with her. So on Joe Budden's podcast, Melissa Ford, they were talking about it. And she was trying to insinuate that, you know, they were, you know, dealing with an underage girl.
Oh, my God.
And meanwhile, they're underage at the time, too.
So it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Right. So it really doesn't matter. But she was trying to insinuate other things on them, you know, especially with all this shit that's going on with, you know, mm-hmm. all the sexual stuff, you know what I mean? And they pretty much went.
Then
they went off on her.
I need
much.
To watch it. I'm gonna watch it tonight,
and rightfully so. Rightfully so.
Cam talked that shit. Because
how she become famous?
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So like,
what'd he say?
Oh, dude. Hey, Cam. He just be going.
I don't even know why. She would go at Cam. Like, everybody knows how his mouth is.
He don't care.
He doesn't care.
No, he gives zero fucks, and that's exactly what he gave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what she gets, man.
He reminds me of you a little bit, man. That's what I'm trying to be like in 2024. I mean, I ain't going to, you know, just dog people, but
yeah,
just
not
care so
just
much.
I don't care. That's one thing I got to, yeah, my don't care level definitely got to get turned up. Yeah. 2024.
I do not care.
Yeah. But I just think that's crazy, man. Hey, how you going to put, some shit like that on somebody, like, man?
Yeah, you can't. That's some shit you just don't.
That's just like.
And the worst part is Joe Budden and them came to her. You know what I mean? They had her back.
She was on their show.
Well, right. But no, wrong. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. That shit was wrong.
What did she insinuated that they were doing some foul shit.
Right.
And Cam just.
He just went.
Called her everything.
He said, yeah. I could have took her. What did he say? He could have took her, Melissa, back to. And did some shit with her. Like, he just called her out on all her shit. Basically saying, bitch, you was a whore. I could have fucked you, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, which
it's
is...
Facts. It's a fact.
Yeah, he went hard. I didn't see Mace. I just seen Cam's part. I was like, oh.
Yeah, man.
You know, I see everything that's on little TikTok.
That's a... Hey, I love that show.
That's a real New York nigga.
Yeah, for real. He does not care. And speaking of not caring, how about T.I.'s son? Y'all see that?
Oh, my God. I did watch that.
Y'all, man.
I did watch that.
I was sitting there just utterly confused. I'm like, boy.
And I watched their interview, too. They did it.
I didn't see the interview.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
The interview was cool. Did you see it? None of this?
I can't
see
that little boy.
What did they call? What's his nickname?
Need your ass whooped?
Online, they got a nickname for him because his big teeth.
Oh, he got them big teeth.
I forget the name. I have to look it up.
So I didn't know that T.I.'s older. What's his son's name? That's the rapper.
Damani.
I didn't know him and Messiah had the same mom.
I didn't know that either.
I don't know.
No, he said it because I follow him on TikTok and he was doing an interview. Mm-hmm. So him and Messiah have the same mom. I didn't know that wasn't Tiny's son. I thought he was Tiny's son as well.
Right.
He's not. Him and Messiah have the same mom.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that. I thought they had different moms.
No, him and Messiah have the same mom.
Actually, you ever hear him rap?
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he is.
He's
real nice.
And he's like, he's not on all that street shit.
No. Right.
He's real cerebral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like it. And
that's
the one
why I started following him, because I heard it's like, you know, your For You page on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
So I was listening to him, and then I follow him, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I can listen to this. It's not, I can understand it.
Right. And the one son does like country or something, country or rock and roll something. Yeah, it's not bad. I just wish Young
Who,
King.
Messiah?
Yeah, he does. He plays a guitar. Because
I know he wanted to be like a producer and all that stuff whenever they had the show, mm-hmm. Tiny and T.I., way back then, whenever he was, graduating high school or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, damn. I was like, T.I. As much flack as T.I. and Tiny get about this little knucklehead they got, he actually raised some good kids, man. You know what I mean? His other kids, his daughters and all that.
I mean, there's always
King,
one.
King, there's always that one.
King is wild.
He's wild.
He's standing on business.
Yeah, that shit blew my mind away when he said, when he was trying to claim the hood and shit.
What?
Yeah, because he kept saying he always wanted to go to his grandma's house because she lived in the hood.
Mm. Oh, I did hear him say that. When we wasn't recording, I was at my grandma's house. And
I'm sure he was, because mommy and daddy had to work.
And then Tiny said, you was only over there because we wouldn't let you have your pacifier. I'm trying to look up his nickname.
Yeah, because
they've been going in on him.
That shit just blows my mind. I wish my man. That's like, that got to be a slap in the face as a parent, though. You know what I mean? They did everything they could for you, and you want to see.
You're in a luxury box at a football game. First off,
right?
So
why
shut
act
up.
Like that?
So, yeah,
well, that's because he is spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, spoiled children usually he's acting like a spoiled ass kid,
mm-hmm. right? Yeah,
and I don't feel bad for him because at this point they did their job in raising him. He's just choosing to act like an asshole.
Right.
If I was them, he could act like an asshole by himself. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that is funny as hell, man. I wish y'all could see this picture
I'm sure they have. Yeah, but I definitely would just let him have all that negative attention. Mm-hmm. It would definitely just be on him. I wouldn't be kicking it with that motherfucker. Like, I'm not. After you acted like that, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bad enough. They was in, you know, they've been in the news for their own shit go through.
Oh, yeah, they were accused of some shit, too. Yeah.
Right.
So, like you know what ago. I mean? So now you got this this little boy. Just, no. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. King got to, simmer down.
Sit your ass down.
Somewhere. I wish my kid would act like that. I probably would have fucked my kid up. Doing some shit. Doing
he
some
did.
Shit
he like choked that. Him.
Yeah. He gave him the. He gave him the bar system.
I'm sorry. I found it.
they're so funny. You're cracking up.
Hold on. They call him Teeth Keith.
Oh shit.
No, Teeth Keith.
Oh my gosh. Teeth Keith.
Oh shit.
Oh wow.
I'm sorry.
Man. So hilarious. I got a question for y'all, man. And whew, I got a bunch of mixed responses on this. Do y'all go through your partner's phone?
No.
I'm just hoping y'all would say
I could,
that.
But I
choose not to.
But I yeah.
You don't yeah.
I use her phone sometimes.
Right.
But I'm not. I don't care.
Yeah, right, right. That's the same with me.
And you're gonna find something that you don't want to
see. Anyway.
You won't know the context or whatever. There's gonna be something in there that you don't like, mm-hmm. regardless if they're doing something or not.
Yeah, because I was telling somebody that I wouldn't even think about going through like my girlfriend's phone if I had a girlfriend. But I wouldn't think about that shit. That's the quickest way to. Suicide that you could right. you could find.
I feel like if I need to, then obviously we got problems going on, and we probably shouldn't be together, or we need to go to counseling or something.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because you have those people that will go through their partner's phone.
I've done it in the past.
And I realize why I shouldn't do it.
Yep,
it's not my business for one.
Yeah.
And two, you're gonna find whatever you're looking for.
Yeah, this relationship ain't gonna work.
Yeah, you're gonna find everything you're looking for. So, and you want to be happy or you want to be right?
Well, Charles doesn't have any social media at all. He had Instagram, but he deleted Instagram because he said that all he ever seen on it was
his ass.
Oh, and I said, well, that's because that's what the fuck you follow. Like, yeah. I said, mines don't show up like
my social media
his algorithm sound like mine.
Yeah. Every time I go on Twitter, Instagram, even Facebook anymore, it is just on 1,000. Yeah. I mean, it's damn near porn.
So my brother was here last night. We watched the UFC fights.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a gay or bisexual fighter, and some shit like leaked, I guess, last year or whatever, of him doing like gay shit. So he had to announce it to everybody. So he's like, man, look up the fighter. I want to know his name. Look up that fighter. And I'm like, because I was on my computer at the time. He's like, look up gay UFC fighter. Cause I want to. I'm like, bro, you just fucked up my whole search history.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If I get a fucking ad that pops up on some weird shit, I'm gonna be mad as
hell. Yeah. You know you're
fucking
to.
Up the
you
algorithm, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, man, that shit is. Whew, I will never ever do that. I don't care. Yeah, I'm just never gonna go through my partner's.
Has anyone ever gone through your phone?
Yes. Yes, and it was.
They found what they were looking for?
They found everything they was looking for.
How
and how did it end?
Yeah.
Listen.
Did
the
you
last,
get your ass beat?
Dude, yeah, I did. I got woke out of sleep. Ooh. I was a dead sleep. You know what I'm saying?
You woke up out of sleep.
Oh, they
I think you told that story.
The fuck
I think
out
you might have told that story.
Oh, she got me good, bro. She got me real good. She slapped the fuck out of me. And I'm just sitting there lost, like, what's going on?
It's hilarious.
Yeah. Yo, yeah. I was so
it's
confused.
Like, you know what the fuck I'm talking about?
Right. And then it didn't help because she had her little girlfriend was there next to her. So her girlfriend
that,
was
see,
on
now that's fucked up.
Yeah, it was fucked up, man. That's why I will never. never. I'm a hey.
Don't
be
cheat,
smart,
ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
don't
be
cheat.
Smart. If you're gonna do something, be smart about it.
That's funny.
I'm not going. Yeah.
No. So these people that you ask about going through their partner's phones, what was their reason for going through them?
Because they want to find out what they've been suspecting.
And what happened when they
out? They stayed. Yeah.
Exactly. So what the fuck was the point? You just made yourself mad.
Exactly.
But I guess the more you cry, the less you'll pee.
Not. I've never heard that before.
Hey.
I never heard that before.
The more you cry, the less you'll pee. Hey. We're going to run with that one. We're going to run with that.
They used to tell, I remember my grandparents saying that. Go ahead. Give a fuck. I'll cry. Cry. Mm-hmm. More you cry, less you'll pee.
Hey.
That sounds like some old school.
Yeah, it does. It definitely does. Hey, that's about to be my new shit.
No, I be telling my granddaughter all the time, go ahead, Chloe. I don't care. Cry. Go ahead. I don't care.
Oh,
Meg,
wow.
Anyone go through your phone before? And?
One time. So this is what happened the one time. One time, my ex was dropping me off at work, and I left my phone in his car. Mm. And he went through my phone. And it was some dude texting me from, the VIP, the big room or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he was tripping, too. But I just said, bring my phone back. I had to go to work.
Yeah. That's
I wasn't responding. It was just,
Didn't do anything.
Yeah. Well, he wants to know how he got the number. Boy, goodbye. I probably gave him to him drunk in the VIP. How the fuck else did I get it?
Plus, I know everybody.
So this is a word of advice for y'all out there. Don't go through your partner's phone. Because, you will probably kill yourself. If you know what's in that phone. Because trust me, you don't want to go through my phone. And I'm a single guy. You definitely don't want to go through my phone, man. You're going to find some shit. Mm. And that's putting it very bluntly. You're going to find some shit.
I don't even think there's really, where we're from, there's not. Who the fuck can you entertain? This shit is whack.
Yeah. You're right.
This is, so whack.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that.
You can't even entertain nobody. They're all corny, broke. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
They ain't even got food stamps to give a nigga. I don't fucking want you. You have nothing to offer.
Nothing.
You can't feed me. You know what the saying is, if you can't fuck me, finance me, or feed me, then...
What are you good for?
Yeah.
You're useless. You're fucking useless. You can't do none of the above.
Right, so what the fuck? I might as well just stay where I'm at.
Mm. And that's how I feel about that. That's exactly how I feel about that.
Mm.
So, I think I mentioned... You know what? I want to touch on something. When I was coming up with this show, I wanted to talk about character development.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And this goes off of the show we did with Joy, and pretty much the shortened version is she did my reading, and pretty much I got fucked over for character development. I had to pretty much develop my character. I had to get fucked over to develop more character, so I wouldn't be, an asshole in my personal relationships.
So you got humbled.
I got, yes. But I would say that's a fucked up way to get humbled, but I guess I had to go through it.
I think that's how a lot of people get humbled, is you have to go up to a fucked up situation before you're really humbled. I don't think you just are. I mean, and there are some people, I guess, that or just that way, but I highly doubt that. I think everybody has to go through something to find out who they really are and humble themselves.
Yeah.
But I think just as people, that's what we do. You have to go through, hit rock bottom or whatever, before you make a change. Because if not, we want to take the easy route.
Yeah.
So if I can get away with it, why wouldn't I keep getting away with it?
That's true. Yeah, because I went from being legit, on top to being in jail, then, the snowball effect, fucking, divorced and, all types of shit. And it's like, fuck, I went through all that for character fucking development. To be a better person.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm kind of glad for it because it helped. But
why do you think it took for all that?
Why?
Yeah. Why do you think it took for all that to happen for you to, you know, become a better person instead of just progressively becoming better?
That's a good question.
And I mean, obviously, I know the answer is probably just because you were able to do it, but like, I don't know. I feel like it's a good message for people.
It is a good message because, I mean, how can I say this? It really made me take a look at myself and really have to sit back and be hard on myself and learn, like, this is how you need to, you know, this is how you need to operate. You know, how can I say this without it sounding fucked up? You can't shit on people. You know what I mean? And even when you aren't shitting on people, somehow in some way I get fucked over at the end. So I got to keep a very good balance of, I guess, who I'm shitting on and who I'm not shitting on. That makes sense.
Yeah, well, I think maybe it's just everybody's perception.
Yeah,
not perspective. Perception, because you might be doing something that's normal for you, and somebody else thinks you're shitting on them.
Right.
So maybe it's just a circle, or maybe you are doing some fucked up shit and you just don't realize it.
Right. It could be anything.
Yeah.
But to bring it on in, I just think that if you ever have to go through a point in time in life where your character is tested and you need to sit back and just, you know, pull a lot of shit in and have a bit of self-realization with yourself, go through it.
Don't you feel like, though, so I feel like sometimes things are given to you very easily.
Right.
So once you lose everything and then you have to rebuild, you value everything a lot more. And I feel like...
That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I feel like that's the big change is you're like... Fuck, it, like, this really wasn't easy. Like, I really had to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, feel like you appreciate more. And I think people take a lot of things for granted, and then that's when life will humble your ass. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, okay, you got this, but this is how fast this shit can be taken from you.
And that's the honest to God truth.
You know what I mean? And then you got to struggle, and you got to work to get back everything that you had. And you're like, fuck.
And that's where I'm at with that, because, like, I literally go from, you know, married with children to fuck, you know, just like that. Lost every fucking thing in a blink of a fucking eye. Sat in jail for a day about, like, all types of shit, bro. And I don't think I would trade it in for the world, man, because it's definitely an eye-opener. And, I mean, it was a fucked up eye-opener, but, I mean, I wouldn't trade it in for nothing. It's a great lesson. So if anybody out there, if you're dealing with some shit, listen, character development is the best way to go. You know, as any of y'all been in a situation where,
I mean,
your character had to be tested and you gotta, you know,
I don't know if there was like one like specific instance, but I just feel like a lot of separate things happening just to make you kind of reflect.
Right. You know? Right.
But I believe in counseling and shit too.
Yeah,
like
I went through some
shit, and you know, I needed to go talk to somebody because I need to figure out, like, am I navigating properly? Am I looking at the world the right way, or what?
That was probably one of the biggest helpers for me too, is going through counseling.
Me too. I was court ordered anger management. And, like, that was, like, the best thing I could have ever done for myself, because for so long, like, y'all know how I didn't give a fuck. I lashed out, say something. I don't give a fuck. I'm putting my hands on you. So once I went through anger management and realized why I was angry, I was like, this shit's not even worth it. Like, I'm holding on to shit for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like, that was a great thing for me, too, which in turn made me a way better person. For not only for myself, but for my family. So that was a great thing, too, even though it was court ordered for doing some dumb shit.
Right,
but,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's one of those things where life humbles blessing. You. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was a blessing in disguise. Yeah, because that shit had me fucked up. I had to go to anger management And then not only that, I have to pay for it, and it's like, what the fuck? But I learned a lot.
Yeah.
Definitely learned a lot.
I have to pay for it, but. Yes. Y'all be having the wrong insurance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Hey, I had them 6 free sessions.
So. Utilized all of it.
Oh, hey, yeah, man. That shit, like, that shit helps.
Let me just talk to somebody, bro.
Yeah, seriously. Every now and again, I'm like, but now it's so hard to find a therapist. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So I was going through, like, we had some family stuff a couple years ago, and we were looking for a therapist. And one of my family members ended up going into the psych where they were just going through it, you know, suicide thoughts and stuff like that. Never really hurt themselves, but went through the 72-hour hold. After the 72-hour hold, they release you if they don't feel like it's that severe. Like, they're talking like they were keeping people, somebody set themselves on fire. Like, if you're not doing shit like that, they're not keeping you. So we call from there. We call to try to find a therapist. They're like, yeah, we can get you in 3 months.
Yep.
So I'm like, we were just in the psych ward because this person's feeling like they can't cope. They need coping. They need help with their coping skills. They're talking about they want to kill themselves, just depressed, like, and they got to wait 3 months?
Yeah.
Like, what if we don't make it 3 months?
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. Same shit happened with my wife after she had the baby. She was going through postpartum, and she wasn't feeling suicidal. She didn't feel like she wanted to hurt herself or the baby, but she just was just down. She had no motivation. She couldn't, like, she was just struggling. And she called, and they're like, yeah, we can get you in about a month or two.
That's so disheartening.
She went to her doctor. Her doctor was like, well, let's try to switch your birth control. Found out it was the birth control that was causing it. Like, with the postpartum, the birth control had her all fucked up. So.
Yeah, her hormones.
Yeah. So, but it was crazy. Yeah,
I can only imagine.
Like, she would, like, we would be talking, and she couldn't, like, formulate sentences sometimes. Like, she would be, like, I don't know. She couldn't finish her thoughts. She couldn't. Yeah, it was wild.
Yeah.
So it's so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like, I don't know. Y'all know J-Sad?
Yeah,
I saw somebody post
that. Now that's crazy.
I think you posted. I don't know if I know.
So it's really sad because, and I was having this conversation with my cousin yesterday because this is a young man who was, you know, he worked in an oil field. He was thriving. Everybody was his friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I personally think somebody gave him something bad because now he's just like all over the fucking place. Like, if you see his Facebook page and the shit he's saying and da-da-da-da, and people are, like, cracking up, like, it's funny, and I'm just like,
He needs some help.
Like, and this is all funny to y'all. I said, you know, it's funny until it's your own people.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like that's the problem.
Is he known to be on drugs?
He is on drugs, but I feel like he got a dose of something bad, and I feel like it's his own people that gave it to him.
Yeah,
damn, that's a shame.
Yeah,
man.
But you know, it's
so he's spiraling in there, like, oh yeah, the next comedian.
Yeah,
right. And they're just gonna keep on feeding and fueling.
Exactly, that's what they do. They're just feeding it, and I'm just like, it's really sad, but
because people don't really
care
about anybody else but themselves.
Right.
Yeah, that's what Chucky was like. He was like, people thrive off of other people's downfalls and misery. He was like, to them, like, it's nothing. It's funny. It's all funny. And I said, yeah, it's all funny until it's your own people.
Mm-hmm.
And then when people start laughing at them, you want to take offense to it.
Right.
It's crazy.
What's he be saying? Or is he, like, posting videos?
No, he just says a whole
all
bunch
types
of
crazy shit. All types. Yeah, I was. Like, because at first.
They kept saying, this can't be you.
Has anybody reached out?
Right, right.
They said he didn't want help, but at this point, like,
intervention.
Social media is wild. Yeah. He'll probably go viral for that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like you said, that's what people feed off of.
Oh, look what he did. He said, shout out.
Oh my gosh. Wow. He really
good. And he tagged him. People. Yeah, he said, shout out Bobby Fine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's just not.
Wow.
I don't know. So.
Now, or maybe so, this, so he wrote this post the other day, okay? This one right here. So the craziest part is that a lot of shit that he's saying is like shit that people have been wanting to say, but don't have the balls to say, and he's just like calling everybody out. Like this one right here.
Oh, man. Oh, I can only imagine.
Like, he's like, you know, y'all want to fight me, but put your paws on motherfuckers that killed this person or did this to this person, which is 100%
true. He's not lying. He ain't lying.
But he's tagging everybody he's talking about.
Accountability. Accountability.
They ain't standing on business.
But it's just crazy. Like, that's what I mean. Like, people actually do be needing a lot of help, and it's sad.
But I bet you they would go at him and not go after the people.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
But even if he was to, like, go to 3A, like you said, and we all see that he needs help, but if he was fine within that 72 hours to where they thought so, they would let him come out, but, and it would all just be like he wouldn't get the extensive help that he needs.
Right. To keep somebody in the hospital, they gotta literally have tried to kill themselves and like really harm themselves. Mm-hmm. Like you take some pills, they're gonna
let
you
nothing,
go.
Right. Yeah,
you
gotta, like your mental health.
Like I said,
like,
the one like somebody set themselves on fire, they get kept. You know.
Well, yeah, they needed to. So. That's fucked up.
Yeah,
that's a wild way to go.
That's definitely. I don't even know what will possess somebody
to want to do that.
A possession?
Yeah.
Man.
To be possessed?
Yeah, you would have to be. With all the weapons in the world, that's the way you would choose to
go? That's an agonizing, slow death. To be burning.
They must have done something terrible in their life and was trying to punish themselves.
They knew they was going to hell. They was trying to prepare.
That sounds like something off of like a scary movie.
Yeah. That shit's crazy, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, get help, guys. Get help if you need it.
Mental health is real.
It is, man. That's man.
All right. So speaking of mental health, let's talk about Draymond Green.
Yo.
So they're saying like part of his shit, They're probably gonna give him counseling and stuff like that.
That nigga does not need
but
counseling.
I don't feel like he needs counseling for this.
Right.
He may need counseling because he needs counseling, but not for his actions.
Right.
They have allowed this. Go ahead.
What happened this time that he was suspended for 10 games? Because I missed this one.
So he was playing against Phoenix, and
stay putting his hands on people.
Yusuf Nurkic was like bodying them a little bit. So, and he like grabbed him by his jersey, like on the side. He was standing behind him. So Draymond's kind of like posting him up. Nurkic like grabs his jersey on the side. And he's trying to like wiggle away. So then he spins all the way around and then just like forearms the fuck out of him in his head. And like he fell down, but like you can see his head snap back. Like it was a real impact. And then Draymond throws his hands up like he ain't mean to do it. Like he was just spinning around. Like, dude's taller than you. You spin around, tried to punch him, hit him with the forearm, and he act like he didn't do it on purpose. Just like he act like he didn't step on Sabonis' chest on purpose. Just like he act like he didn't kick LeBron and somebody else in the nuts on purpose.
Right.
Just like he act like, you know what I'm saying?
He punched the shit out of, what's it called, though?
Jordan Poole?
Yeah,
he tried to kill that man.
Yeah.
He tried to kill him.
That was a hard-ass punch.
And guess what? He got to go to game one ring ceremony and shake Adam Silver's hand. And they did nothing to him for that. No suspension, no nothing, which I understand is in practice, but the video got out. Now you got to do something.
Yeah.
But I listen to NBA radio every day. Someone said the real issue was after they won their first championship, Draymond Green was back at Michigan State on campus and punched one of the football players, like a kicker or something.
A kicker?
The NBA didn't do shit about it. They didn't suspend him, nothing. So, like, that's step one. Then all this other shit starts happening. He choked fucking Rudy Gobert. Did you see that?
Yeah.
You didn't see that? He put him in a fucking sleeper hold and like held on to it.
Yeah. Oh, wait, was that when his teammate was fighting?
Yeah.
Okay.
He held on to it. He had that man in a sleeper hold for like like a minute damn near.
So at this point, it's safe to say, like, maybe he just needs to call his career.
Yeah, I was about to say, he made the money. He made the money. He got the rings.
So he's the type of dude that, like, lashes out anyways and gets pissed off. And now they're struggling. So he's even more pissed off.
Right.
So everything's triggering him. And they don't do nothing to him. So, like, why wouldn't he?
He's not even like Rodman. He's like Latrell Sprewell.
Latrell Sprewell. Yep.
Like, you know what I mean?
A killer. Like a last name called Lissimo. Cam. Shout out Cam. Killer Cam.
But.
Oh, man. Fucking. You know. Draymond Green is a whole goon. He reminds me of like what's his name? Meta World Peace. Ron Artest.
Ron Artest.
Yeah, the Malice in the Palace.
He's doing is like way over the top.
It's over the top.
It's
yeah.
way over like you could push somebody in the play, you could like elbow him or whatever, like throw him down.
Yeah,
he's
doing
like wild.
Yeah, it's like UFC type shit.
Yeah, it's like
Yeah, and he and he's doing it because he knows they're not going to do nothing back because you're not going to retaliate because you're going to get suspended longer, and like
you're going to get your ass
hurt your team. You're going to get fined. Like we're playing basketball here. We're not in the streets. Mm-hmm. Like if we're in the streets, different story. But like I'm at my work. I'm not.
Yeah.
So that's he's going to fuck with the wrong one, and somebody's going to do something to him, and he's about to find out because he ain't young no more.
They said they'd be smoking and drinking.
Oh,
every day.
What? Oh, John Morant.
No,
John
Morant. There's another one.
Oh, smoking and drinking every day. Mm-hmm. Anthony Edwards.
Oh my gosh.
He's big.
We can segue to that next.
Yeah.
Yeah. He better sit down.
Yeah.
Or stand up. I don't fucking know which that nigga one.
He needs a treadmill.
To stay moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. So like he's. His frame is big. He's never going to be like the super lean type dude, but come on, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. You got to work harder. You got to be working harder. He's out of breath at the press conference.
Who's Luka?
Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
He be smoking and drinking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Luka might fire off on him. Mm-hmm. No, Jokic will fuck him up.
Yeah.
Jokic elbowed one of the Morris twins in the back and gave him whiplash.
Oh, shit.
So the Morris dude, this is a couple years ago, a year or two ago. So the Morris dude, like, elbowed him and then, like, turned around and started walking away, and the refs called a foul.
Oh, he ran down the court.
He ran across the hit him at half court.
Yes, he did. That was fucked up.
He should have got suspended for a long time for that. That's assault.
Right, yeah.
Especially
if you get a nice running start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
And like, these dudes are 300 pounds. They're like, he's 6'10 or something, 300 pounds. Like, that's just serious. Like, you can really hurt somebody.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, shit.
Oh, man.
So why do they let hockey players fight? And why do they let baseball players charge a mound, but they can't fight in football or basketball?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like
hockey players be throwing them things too.
You get a 5-minute penalty.
I don't know if you're a football player and you're getting a fight, like especially in a like Myles Garrett, pretty much showed everybody why this does not happen and what you're supposed to do if that does happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think I think that's probably one reason why. But imagine getting in a fight with like DK Metcalf or fucking who's Tennessee's running back?
Henry.
Yeah, Henry.
I mean, just because they're big don't mean they can fight.
That's a big motherfucker though. He's gonna sit you down somewhere. You know what I mean? That's a big
basketball player. Because I've seen a whole bunch of big motherfuckers that can't throw them things.
That's true.
Basketball players are bigger than football players.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think maybe you don't fight in football because you always got the next play. So it's really not necessary to fight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you just fuck them up. Real quick.
Just clean somebody's motherfucking
clock.
What about
basketball?
I don't think basketball is that serious.
Here's my theory. Because the owners are white, the consumers and fans are white. They don't want to see black people in there.
Not only that, we've seen what happened in Malice in the Palace. Well, them basketball
fans need to mind their fucking business.
Them basketball players cleared the whole fucking stadium, the whole arena.
Don't be throwing popcorn on these dudes.
Yeah,
if you don't want them to come at you.
These niggas went up in the stands and cleared them motherfuckers. They was fucking everybody up.
I guess they didn't know what on site meant.
Wrong. Hey, they was laying everybody down.
Dude, that was hilarious.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's not funny, but
It's funny. Yeah, man.
Now Greg Popovich is telling the fans to quit booing players. That's what you're supposed to do as a fan.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like, that's one of your rights as a fan. Mm-hmm.
You right. Know? Like, I'm paying all this money to come see you. I'll say what the fuck I want.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, because essentially, I'm kind of paying y'all. Yeah.
Right. You know? No, not essentially. I am. They are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Crazy.
Mm. But how about these Steelers, man? How about these fucking Steelers?
Next topic.
We suck. We fucking suck.
I hate to say it, man.
We fucking suck.
Tomlin has to go now. I will not.
I will not give. I can't say.
You might not find a better coach, but the message is not being heard. A change needs to be made. Same with Jamie Dixon when he was at Pitt all them years, and they start being mediocre. You can't be mediocre that long.
Yeah.
You don't draft high enough because you're mediocre. You don't win playoff games because you're mediocre. So what? Like, you can't really make changes.
But it sucks because we have a good team. We got a good team.
We have a good defense.
We got a good offense.
No, we don't.
Yes.
Then why can't they score more than 13 points?
Because our quarterbacking sucks. We have a whack-ass quarterback. Kenny Pickett's not the answer.
We have two first
round. Trubisky is definitely.
We have two first-round draft picks at quarterback on our roster. I posted this yesterday. Trubisky was the first-round pick. He's number two.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenny Pickett was number 20. And Najee Harris was a first-round running back. And you can't.
He's one of the best running backs
points.
In Alabama history, and he
didn't start running good until he was about to lose his job.
Yeah.
So, what is it? What can you do different? I watch all these other teams; their wide receivers get open, they get separation. Steelers, it never happens.
No, our quarterback sucks. Our wide receivers get open,
but the quarterback don't cause the separation.
True.
The schemes are fucked up. They couldn't change the playbook. You fire Matt Canada, you still got to run his offense. So why'd you even fire him?
Really?
Because you can't change. It's too late.
It's too late.
Yeah.
In the season.
Yeah, you're going to fuck up everything.
Yeah. I mean, but is it, though? You're fucking professional. Your only job is to play football.
Right.
You
right.
can't learn a new playbook in a week? Or a part you can't implement it over the course of three, four weeks?
I mean, I know in high school.
We ain't going home. We're doing walkthroughs for 8 hours.
Yeah, in high school, I know every single week, depending on the team we played, we were implementing a new offense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, every single week.
You have your core, but then you're...
Yeah.
Now you got 20 more plays.
Exactly. In a whole
so
new...
So as a professional, you can't do that. Football schemes are all... Everyone knows at that level all the schemes that you could possibly run. You can't implement new shit.
Right.
Do they seem like a discipline team?
It's your job. They're not. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
His message ain't being heard.
And look at the fight between Minka and... what's it called? Minka and Deontay Johnson. They had all because Deontay Johnson wanted to take fucking plays off and Minka wasn't having it. And these niggas came to blows.
But that's how it should be.
Right.
In the locker room. Like if you ain't doing your job, then the other players need to hold you accountable.
Right. Yeah.
That's not on the coach.
Right.
I mean
it is but it's not.
But it's on the veterans to hold
right.
each
he's
other accountable.
He's taking leadership and right. trying to get his team together.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
but like Pickens is on the fucking sideline pouting and walking off the field and throwing his hands up.
I seen somebody
was it Pickens?
Say,
Pickens,
yeah.
Yeah,
they just said, well, we're disappointed in the Steelers. Why can't Pickens be disappointed in them as well?
But he can't because his job is to keep his composure on the field.
Yeah.
He's getting paid to do that. We ain't getting paid for that.
Right. I seen one where he wanted to get traded. He asked them to trade him and everything, and
signed a contract. Like, I hate that shit, too. You signed a fucking contract. I don't have to trade you. Shut up.
Right.
Right.
You signed a contract.
Right.
Like, well, there's nothing to talk about here.
That's like when these kids go into this portal, and I'm like, so I didn't know how it works. So one of the coaches said, you know, they can go into the portal. However, if don't nobody pick them up, they lose everything.
We don't want you. Yeah.
So is it worth it?
No.
If you're a superstar.
Maybe for some.
If you're a superstar.
Right. But if you're not, like, there was a lot of kids that transferred out of Rutgers this year and went to the portal. And I was like, well, who are they?
Never heard of them.
The
name getting picked up, maybe. Or they're going to a lesser situation, which will allow them to play. Like, some people, like, if you know your position is stacked and you're not going to get on the field, that it might be the best option for you can go somewhere where you can actually play.
Right.
Because how are you going to get exposed?
Right, if you're not getting any playing time. Right.
So that makes sense. But also, football's fucking crazy. Like, if you
especially
come
now.
In as a freshman and get playing time, like, that's rare for Division One. Division One, That's rare.
You gotta be.
You gotta pay your dues.
Yeah. And it's so crazy now because with the NIL and being a cult, like.
Yeah.
I don't like. Okay, so I'm trying to think who it was. It was either Shador or Marvin Harrison.
Marvin Harrison Jr. might stay. He might come back,
dude.
He's making millions.
They said he's projected to get at least 20
lips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They said he's projected to make 20 million
in college.
In college,
why wouldn't you stay in college?
Right,
right.
Because you're guaranteed easy. To make that.
It's way easier than the NFL. To first off, to get his stats, it's way right. it's easier. The competition's easier. Plus, you're on fucking you're a superstar on campus, mm-hmm. and you're protected.
Mm-hmm.
You're protected on campus.
I probably would. I don't know if I'd even go to the league.
He don't have his dad. He don't
he
even
don't have
to.
To.
He don't have to.
Right. Your dad's a Hall of Famer. To. You know, like
he's
if I
good.
Could make $20 million in college right now. And
I would stay another year because the rookie contracts aren't $20 million.
Right. He's not going to get that his first contract. He's mm-hmm. not going to get that. He might get that over his 5 years,
mm-hmm.
but not in one pop.
Yeah, that's crazy. And you're still in college.
Dog, that's
crazy. I would consider staying.
Yeah.
That's the difference. That's why a lot of these people are going. Like he's fortunate because his dad made a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't. It's not like he was struggling. Some of these kids struggling. Now you got this NIL. They got money. They can take care of their families.
Yeah.
So, but that's why a lot of people were leaving early to try to go pro and make money. But if you can make it in college, I would probably stay in college.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of returning. Well, we have one boy, he broke his hand. He was supposed to go into the draft this year, but he broke his hand. So, it's like, I'm staying. You know what I mean? Because now, my chances, my hand was injured. Now I'm going to be...
Yep.
You know what I mean? I'm staying another year. We got a couple big guys. Like, our running back, he led in rushing yards. Mm-hmm. He's coming back.
Okay.
He knows what
they
he's
started
doing.
Off really good, too. Weren't they, like, 7-0 or
6-0? Our quarterback is motherfucking terrible. He's like, Kenny Pickett.
Maybe.
I said to my mom, I said, I think he's a sophomore. She says, well, he should be no goddamn more on the field.
Is that where you get it? Is that where you get it from? Was like, that was quick.
Sure.
That was quick.
I was like, oh, well, I don't know. Me and my husband was cracking up. I was like, it was when we played Penn State. And I was like, I know these people think my mom's pissy fucking drunk. And she's not. She's just like, that's just her. Like,
turned up. Yeah.
Like, yeah. So, but he's terrible. It's bad.
You guys are in a bowl game? You guys got
yeah.
a bowl?
Yeah,
we're at the Pinstripe Bowl, right?
Yeah,
so New York.
Oh, yep. Okay, that's actually a good bowl game.
What's the date for that? Do you know?
The 28th.
Okay,
nice.
Yep.
So you're gonna be in New York.
Freezing.
Yeah,
colder than a motherfucker. Yeah, in Yankee Stadium.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
My son that's doesn't dope. Get to come home for Christmas though, but they get to spend New York. I mean, they get to go to New York. They'll spend New York and Christmas in New York.
Are they gonna stay for New Year's?
No, his birthday is December 30th.
Oh yeah,
oh,
yeah.
So that's hard.
So he gets to come home right after. So, okay.
So since you're like dealing with this with your sons playing sports, I don't know how much you can say, but how does NIL work? Do they have to like? They can't just give them money. They have to like do jobs for the money, right? Like endorsements or like ads or
yeah.
whatever. They can't just hand out. They can't just hand out money.
Right.
You and can high have school players can get it now too. Right.
You have individual and NIL deals, and then there's team ones. So the team ones, like, they do, like, signings, and they go places and do different things. So that's how the team gets one. And then you have, you know, your individual ones where you have to do certain
so
things.
Could he legally – would you be allowed to set up, like, an autograph signing in Washington and have people come –
mm-hmm.
and like buy his jersey and then he would sign and get paid for mm-hmm. it. You're allowed to do that on your own?
I don't know about on my own, but I know that he's allowed to do it. A lot of them do it because, you know, a lot of them are from up in that area. So mm-hmm. they do a lot of that stuff. They go to schools and a lot of those different mm-hmm. things. But
that's
you know,
dope.
That is.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I mean, why not though? Like Terrell Pryor was doing that shit back in the day and
got
suspended for it. But it's like these dudes, a lot of these players are making or the superstars are making this college millions upon, like hundreds
right.
of millions of dollars.
Oh, that did you hear about how much money Dion brought in just in the first couple games?
Yeah, like $300 million or
yeah,
something crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then like, yes, they're getting a free education, but if I'm in the band, I'm getting a free education.
Right.
If I'm on academic scholarship, I'm getting a free education. So, like, that's not enough because the band might bring in a couple dollars, but my academic scholarship, I'm not bringing money in. I'm not bringing fans in, paying people in to come see me.
Right.
So they had to break them off. So
you have
to. They got a good basketball team, too.
Dude. Oh, yeah. Rutgers, they always do good.
Is he going to dual sport?
No.
Nah.
There's no time. There's no time. Like, he literally, like, when I get up in the morning, I text him every morning at 5:30, and he's, like, up 5:30, 6 o'clock every morning doing something.
Wow.
So that's crazy.
They have, Saturdays. I think it's Saturdays or Sundays. They have Sundays off.
Probably Sundays,
and that's it.
Because they play on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
That's good.
Hey. It's literally a
he
job.
Goes from 5:30 in the morning probably until like 6-7 o'clock at night, right?
And 8 then or study 9. Hall. Yeah. And everybody, it's mandatory. When you're a freshman, it's a mandatory study hall. You have to go.
When I went to school for track, and we would get up in the morning and have a little workout at like 6 in the morning for an hour. And then we'd have a midday practice or afternoon practice for 2 hours. Then we have lifting at night. And then we had a mandatory study hall as for freshmen. So literally put in like 6-7 hours in for track.
Right.
For track.
Running.
I was a triple jumper. I was a jumper.
That's a lot of prep time, practice time.
But that's how it is, though. It's a full-time job. That's why they can't get jobs off campus, because when do you have time?
Yeah, they can't. Yeah.
So, and that's the other thing. If I'm on academic scholarship, I can have a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
These players weren't, back before NIL, weren't allowed to have jobs.
Yeah, they weren't allowed.
You don't have
to.
Time, but you're also not allowed.
Like, how can you, I was going to say, how can you eat? How can you afford cell anything?
Phone bill. Take a girl out to dinner or to the movies. Mm-hmm. You can't.
Nope. It's impossible. Literally impossible. I couldn't live like that. You know, that's literally like us just not having a job and we're just existing. Like
these bum ass niggas, they ain't got no food stamps.
Exactly. Yeah, man, that shit's crazy. So, I do want to ask you something, Meg. So, now with your son playing football and everything, like how did he feel about this year?
So he was not upset about this year. He said to me, because he's on kickoff, so he was on special teams, and he was like, there's people that have been up here for 3 and 4 years that never touched the field.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how long you've been there.
Right. He's like, and I'm having fun, so.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Damn. So, that's what
I
like to
hear. And they're working just as hard as everybody else, hoping for a chance.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what I like to hear, man. Yeah.
So you like, have to be fun. Built different to do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a huge, giant step compared to like high school football and
especially from like smaller
school.
Make a jump from a small school to that's crazy.
Because like when I was in high school, our practices were fucking hard. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? My coach at the time, he really was a college coach. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's coming from college, so like he ran everything that way, and it was balls to the fucking ball.
You have to be able to compete.
Yeah.
Especially back then, because there was only four classifications, and you have North Hills, North Allegheny, Bethel.
Twice and three times the amount of kids.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah, you, I give it up to them kids playing college, because that shit is it's not a joke.
It's not, and like, it's not like high school, because we don't need you. There's about three or four. Of you, right. So, if you get hurt...
I got somebody else
now. Yeah, you're going to the back of the line.
And we were just at somebody else's house that we're bringing in next year.
Right.
That's probably better than you.
I was actually looking on Rutgers' thing, and they have those brothers from, I think it was Minnesota, the quarterback and a wide receiver.
I heard about them.
Yeah, they just hosted them this weekend. So, you know, here goes, we need a quarterback. I don't know if he's any good, but can't be no worse. I said, hell, Devon, you should ask him, can I try? Because at this point, it's like.
And Rutgers is in a nice little, like, conference too.
Big Ten.
Big Ten. Mm-hmm. And
I mean, they got Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State every year.
But isn't,
well, they don't. We won't play Penn State
USC?
Next year. Yeah, no. We'll play them.
Ooh.
We'll play USC.
Oh, and, yeah.
And Washington, and because the Pac-10, mm-hmm. or Pac-12 or whatever, they're
well,
coming
both of them
in.
Are probably going to be trash because they're losing their quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I know that the game in USC is October 26th, and I'm going.
In USC? It,
mm-hmm.
I might go.
Ooh.
Yep. I might go out there.
Yep.
Always wanted to see a UFC.
I
game.
Might go out there.
I just wanted to go out there, so that's my excuse. Speaking of, I didn't even get to ask you about your trip.
Oh yeah, the trip.
You weren't
oh
here.
Yeah, she wasn't here. Here for it. Oh man,
did we have enough time? Oh man, I did a lot of shit. I did a
well,
lot
so hold
of
on,
shit.
Let me ask you because I know that you went to you went and seen Drewski, right? You were on the show.
Yeah, we weren't on the show, but we were on the set.
On the set. Mm-hmm. So now
we
like,
might actually make it on the show. We might.
Wow.
We might make it on the show. It was it wasn't supposed to happen like that, but.
But it did.
Yeah, but yeah. So, all right. So, you want me to start there or you want me to.
No, just how was it? Like
it was great. I mean, I'm not going to. I'll tell you off air all the stories because I told it on that episode when we had Deitch. But we were at Oscar De La Hoya's old house for the Drewski shit. So, we had met Crip Mac a couple of days before that. And he FaceTimed me. He's like, yo, I'm going to gotta get on the set of Drewski's show if y'all want to come. So we're like, why wouldn't we?
Right,
why
right,
wouldn't
for
we?
Sure.
What time? So he gives us, he's like, I'm going to send you the address. And he's like, be there at 1 o'clock. I'm like, all right, bet. So we drive out there, and we don't know where we're going. And we're in fucking Bel Air. Like,
really?
Literally in Bel Air. Yeah, like fucking
Bel Air.
Up in the hills and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we passed this one house, and they have, like, every car you can think of. Like a Maserati, fucking Porsche, G-Wagon, everything you can think of. All in this fucking driveway. There's, like, 10 cars in there. So we're going up, up, and up, and up, and up, losing fucking cell service. And we get to this driveway, and there's all these cars parked there. And there's, like, security and shit there shuttling people up. So we had to wait. We drive up the driveway, get out the car. As soon as we get out the car, we take like a couple pictures, and then all like the media people come over and they're like, Mr. Crip Mac, can we put your mic on? And he's like, hold on, I'm taking a picture, cuz. So he takes his picture, and then they put the mic on, and they're like, all right, here's what's going on in the show, blah, 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 blah. This is what we need you to do. We're going to be right here. And he's like, all right, they mic him up and like start recording right away. He walks in. Starts recording. So they're down like on this tennis court, and we're up on the pool area. I look at the pool and there's fucking boxing gloves in there. I'm like, where the fuck are we at? Like, I didn't know where we were at the time. So we go inside and we're like just sitting down, and we start talking to some of the staff, some of the crew, and they're like, yeah, this is Oscar De La Hoya's old house. And we were talking to the celebrity bus driver, and Twan starts talking to me. He's like, yeah, I'm from Atlanta. I went to Shiloh. And then there's this dude that was like sitting on the couch, and he's like, you went to Shiloh? And he's like, yeah, I went to Shiloh too. So then they start talking, come to find out like they know all the same people. So the dude FaceTimes one of his friends. Twan knows him. I mean, like, he used to stay at his house and shit. So they're talking.
Small
he's like,
world.
Yeah, Drewski went to Shiloh too. So we're there. We're supposed to be there from like 1 o'clock till 7 o'clock when they stop filming. And so we're waiting to like really talked to Drewski. Like, we had like said what's up to him. He gave us like drinks and was like, make yourself a hum, you know, do whatever. We ate dinner with the staff and all that. And it's like 5:30, 6 o'clock, you know, starting to wind down, and they're doing this scene. So like Crip Mac's doing like, I ain't gonna give all the information because it's nationwide. So he's doing this shit for the reality show, and he's like talking to all the contestants and stuff. And they fucking start slap boxing, and somebody fell. And I went to the bathroom. I come back out of the bathroom. I'm in there like a minute, 30 seconds. I come out of the bathroom. Everybody's gone. So we were there. It was me. It was Twan. It was Crip Mac. It was his manager and this girl that was with him. And everybody's gone, and I'm looking out, and I see like the medical team like helping somebody because somebody got cut, like he cut his head or whatever. and they're talking to him, making sure he's okay. And I'm like, what the fuck? And there's no service up there, but they gave us the Wi-Fi, so I was able to get on my phone. So I checked my phone, and I see the Twan had called me, and he's like, yo, we had to leave. And he's like, come down the driveway. And this driveway is like a half a mile long. It's like steep as fuck, like so steep that if it was wet, you'd probably slip. So I start going down the driveway, and I see him coming back up. Like, he was coming back up to get me because I didn't answer my phone. And he's like, yo, we had to run out after that incident. Crip Mac's manager was like, yo, we got to leave. And they ran out. So we just dipped. So I didn't get to, like, sit down and talk to Drewski afterwards. But
damn.
We got like, the could have been hats.
Could have been records.
We were drinking his sparkling seltzer alcoholic beverage and shit. So, yeah, it was dope. It was a dope experience.
That's good.
That's what's up.
Yeah, Drewski's big. Like, he's tall as fuck.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. I thought he was like a a small, like, pudgy type.
No, because Crip Mac's like 6'2", 6'3", and he's like damn near the same height as him.
Damn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's big. He ain't little dude.
Crip Mac.
and he act just like. So during one part of this is where I said we might end up on a show. We were standing, like I said, up by the pool, and they were like, Crip Mac was talking to some of the contestants. They were like battle rapping or whatever. Somebody called him, said something, bitch ass niggas. Drewski's like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Who you calling a bitch ass nigga? You talking to him? And they're like, no, we ain't talking to him. They're like, were you talking to his crew up there? And then, so Crip Mac's like, his manager's name's Lowdown. He's like, Lowdown, what's the best street in the world, cuz? And then Lowdown's like, 55th. So me and Twan are standing next to him. And I, like, when he said that and they looked up at us, I'm like, I didn't know we were supposed to, like, be prepared for this shit. So I'm looking at his manager, like, waiting to see what he does. Cause I'm like, I'm doing whatever he does. Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do right now. So they might have panned the cameras up on us. There was like 50 cameras there, but
wow,
we weren't allowed to take any footage because it's not coming out till January. So.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Crip Mac's locked up right now.
What?
Damn.
He just got arrested a couple days ago.
Damn. Hey, free Crip Mac. Free that nigga, man.
So, yeah.
Oh, we're on our way to the BET Awards.
Yes, we will be there. We're
on our way. And, that USC game.
Yes.
And that USC game. We're definitely going to that.
And hopefully the Steelers go to the Super Bowl.
Goodbye.
Why are we talking about them right now? They're going to the Super Bowl before them.
Oh, dude, last night I was tight.
I don't even watch the full games.
I was so tight last night.
On the plus side, you know, that's who little Ronnie played for. So
yeah, right.
That's
yeah.
What's up,
so that, yeah,
you know
that's
what
what's
mean?
Up. Actually, I seen somewhere.
They're trying to get a Pro Bowl.
Yeah. Right. I was like, oh, okay. I voted for him.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Nice. It says. Yeah. I shared that too.
Yeah. I voted for him. Yeah, he's man. Nice. Yeah. Because he. Yeah, he's nice, and his little brother's nice too.
Yeah, Xavier's funny. So mm-hmm. Little Rod, he doesn't really talk much. We went to a couple football camps because Xavier and Samaj are the same age, and it's crazy because we are cousins, right? So, mm-hmm. But they don't spend a lot of time together. But once they like link back up, it's like they never miss a beat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So when we went to the Penn State campus, Lil Rod was with up there too, and he doesn't talk much. He's real mellow, laid back, don't say
just
nothing.
A hard worker.
Yeah, just yes,
that's
he's
good.
A very he humble Ivy young League man. Too. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So he's smart.
Yeah.
You know, that's good, man. I'm glad to hear people from around the area doing good, positive things.
Right.
Yeah. Positive.
Right. Yep.
Now, I do want to, I'm glad you kind of brought it up, but I want to ask you about your son, Samaj. Now, he's a junior.
Yeah, he's a junior.
Now, what's the landscape looking like for him, like as far as colleges and stuff go?
So he got a couple offers, but he gets, so, you know, he's, with him switching schools, I think that, like, we went to WVU, and they're like, we just need more film.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because now he's in, is that 4A? What is Trinity?
4A.
So he went from 2A to 4A. So they just want to see, you know.
More film on better competition.
Right.
I think he did pretty damn, they did
Trinity
pretty good.
Did good this year.
Yeah, real good this year.
Yeah, they did. We had 21 seniors.
And they beat a good ass TJ team.
They were talking about that at the banquet. Mm-hmm. But
did they play Bell Vernon this year?
They will play Bell Vernon this year.
Next year,
this year coming up. Yeah. Yeah, they will play them. Everybody's like, is everything's like moving around. I was looking at that, and like a lot of, you know, Wash High didn't move up, but even McGuffey did.
Yeah, McGuffey. Yeah, McGuffey moved up.
Yeah, they moved up. But yeah, so he's just he starts going. He'll go back to two temps, January 8th when he starts back there for training. So
what's two temps? Personal training.
Camp. Yeah, that's Dwayne Brown. That's where.
Shout out Dwayne Brown and two temps.
Yeah, for sure. That's where Aaron Donald goes when he's here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's who helped. That he's been training Aaron Donald since he was in high school.
Okay.
That's yeah, dope. So nice. He goes there. D. Brown has gotten a lot of kids to places that they probably wouldn't have been if it wasn't for, you know, his program.
Yeah, so. I hear a lot of athletes come out of that program.
Yeah.
A lot.
Little Rod and all them, like, they go train with him now, okay. Like, on their off season. A lot of people do. Like, a lot of NFL players come here to train with him. It's crazy.
That's dope.
Yeah.
So he's on the right path.
He had
told me, D. Brown had told me, like, you know, he lost a lot of relationships, a lot of different things, even trying to build this program because a lot of people said it would never work. He said, now I got people I can call and get six figures from if I need it because mm-hmm. I've helped them
it's crazy,
to be in better
right?
positions. Yeah.
It's crazy. Why don't people believe? Well, all right, I know why people don't believe, but whenever you can realize that no one else is going to see your vision like you.
Right.
And just stay the course, that's when you're going to succeed.
Because
mm-hmm. People won't support you until they see the product.
Right.
They don't want to support you during the process.
Right.
Or what you think is too far-fetched or it's just, they just shut it down. It's not going to work.
But yeah, but then they want to jump on your bandwagon.
Once they see it working.
Whenever it does work. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So they want all the rewards, but none of the hard work.
Exactly.
That's crazy. But that, I mean, that's
but
life.
That's, yeah, right, right.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's whenever you just got to, like, figure out who was in your circle from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And all those hard days and all that work and the crying, because I know motherfuckers mm-hmm. be crying, sweat,
yeah,
tears. Sweat.
Just look at your kids. Like, if one of them, you know, is blessed enough to make it to the league.
Mm-hmm.
I'll look at all the work that they put in from, what, probably 7, 8 years old?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Football every single year, off-season training, you know, sacrificing, missing Christmas with the family, like, shit like that.
So, that's so crazy because they got the world in the palm of their hands right now. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if they realize it. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
I don't think they do. I tell my son all the time, like, I just want you to be great in all aspects of life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, if you do make it, that's wonderful. If not, you got a free education. Mm-hmm. And that's just majoring in something that's going to make you some money when you get done.
Right.
Plus all the discipline that they've learned.
Right.
You know, the self-discipline that's been instilled in them. So,
like, yeah, they in all actuality, they... I don't want to say they made it, but they made it. You know what right. I mean? They made it.
Well, I told them, we're not doing criminal justice majors. That's what you're not So let's not even try. But Samaj wants to be, it's crazy because he's really different. He wants to be an agriculture engineer. So he wants to be,
like a surveyor, that type of shit.
He wants to be like a farmer, but not. Like a farmer.
Like, I got. I know. I see.
But he could be like a land surveyor and shit for like these oil and gas companies.
Yeah.
They make their money. They make millions of dollars.
So, I said. I said you can find different strains. Like how
you said, he listens to all kind of different music and stuff. So he's like a really super cultured. Like
yes,
everything.
Yep.
That's dope. That's dope.
He knows a lot. He likes cars. Like, he's in the cars. He wants to build his own truck. He don't want to just buy one. He wants to build his own truck. Yeah, he's very different.
You're like, I don't know where he came from.
I don't. I don't, but he's very different. He's very smart. He has no problem. Like, he's the kid I go to when I need something put together. I need something fixed. I'm like, Smosh. And he's like, here I come. Yeah. That's so dope. It's funny because those two are night and day. Like, Devon's very quiet and laid back. Samaj is very outgoing. So the joke we have now in the house is, Samaj, you got to go to school where your brother is because we can't trust you to be by yourself. And then he was like, you know, Travis Kelce didn't almost make it to the league. I'm like, yeah, who had to reel him back in? He's like, his brother. I'm like, see, you make my points even more valid. Yeah. That's why you need to be with your brother.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That would be dope. That would be dope.
He's like, should I just commit now? I'm like, no, I'm just playing.
Does he, is he a, well, I know you don't want to talk probably about where he wants to go, but is he like dead against?
No. He's not. Yeah. But they don't really have a choice, honestly. Like, they pretty much go where we tell them to go.
They can have a thought. That's good, though.
And we'll hear them out, but if it doesn't
sit... football's not everything.
Right, and if it doesn't sit well with us, and then... No.
That's good.
At least you're involved in that whole process. Right. You know what I mean? Like, you have some influence.
Well, I don't believe in letting children... like
make adult decisions,
right? Yeah,
because, you know,
yeah,
what I mean, because like if you give a kid too many choices, it'll fuck them up,
right?
You know,
that's
what I
true
mean?
Yeah.
So us as adults, now if we fuck up, we'll be like, we fucked that up for you,
right?
You know what I mean? So if you ain't, you got a place to blame, place it on us,
right?
Don't place it on yourselves, like, oh my god, I fucked this up, you know what I mean? So that's another part that,
yeah, that's a good way to look at it, definitely.
So to switch topics a little bit, Christmas is coming up, guys, and everybody ready?
Yeah,
sure.
Pretty much. I don't have a lot of stuff to get for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the boys are 21.
Yeah, I'm about to say, they're grown.
They don't really, you know.
Yeah.
And then my daughter's only 3, so there's not really a lot. She's starting to understand a little bit, but she don't really need that much. Mm-hmm. She gets shit all year round.
Exactly. Right. That's how I feel. Like, my kids, usually I try to get them shit all year round. So come Christmas time, I'm like stumped, because it's like, yo, what do you want? What do you need? They don't even know what they want or need. You know what I mean? So
can't go wrong with money.
Yeah. And that's pretty much where I'm at with it. But I mean, you know, my oldest, he just turned 15. He already got the PlayStation. His birthday was November 25th, so you know, he got shit for his birthday. Mm-hmm. So come Christmas, what do you get him? I just got him clothes and money, you know. So
that's it. That's all they want at that age.
Yeah, and, you know, my middle son got games and shit. So it's like, you know, Christmas is just, I don't know, Christmas is just another motherfucking day for me. I love me some Christmas.
I'm getting back into the spirit.
I'm trying. That's what I'm trying to do. You know, I'm trying to get back into the spirit.
She's getting a little older.
I've always loved Christmas.
Really?
I've always, like, I would decorate my mom's tree, bake cookies. And I don't know why,
just but family.
I just always have loved it. I think people take Christmas as, let's see what we can put under the tree for our kids, and that's not what
it's about.
That's
not what it's about, right?
Like, we literally like enjoy like decorating our house and doing all that stuff, so it's fun for us. Like, even my kids like it. So like, the Samaj decorated the whole downstairs, you know what I mean? So it's fun for us, so I make it enjoyable. Cause
that's nice. We did a little tree, and that helped because my daughter was all into like decorating the tree. So
that's what me and my kids did. We did the tree, and yeah, just trying to get back and get into the Christmas spirit and really enjoy it, because I'm usually a Grinch. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a Grinch.
That
in the
sucks.
Yeah, it does, but like,
I can do that too.
No, and you know what?
Because I was like that for several years too.
Yeah.
Like, how am I gonna make this work?
Yeah, now everything's a-okay. So, you know, plus the nigga's making a little bit of money. So, yeah, man, I figure I'll try to, you know, I'm not hurting. I'm not, you know, I'm actually in the spirit. I feel good. Yeah.
So what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, dude.
A Christmas Story?
Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
That's my shit.
I love A Christmas Story. I literally, it's on my TV. One of my TVs in my house for the full 24 hours.
Elf is probably
Elf.
My
Elf
favorite.
Is funny,
but we've been watching Home Alone this year.
Me too.
Like 2-3 times.
It's only on TV.
That shit is
every
so fucking funny.
Are.
Now
I love Home Alone.
Like, I didn't realize how funny it was. This shit is so funny. Even the second one.
Yeah,
like
second one's funny.
Hey, Marv is dumb as fuck.
I caught myself.
We're the sticky bandits now.
That's STI.
I caught myself watching Home Alone 3
with my son. With the different kid and he has the RC car.
Yeah, and it's not the same.
It's not.
It's not. I wish they would make a new Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin.
I thought they were doing something like that where he's like an adult.
He's an adult now. Yeah, they should.
They did the Christmas. Did you watch that?
Nope.
The new Christmas story?
No, did you
where
watch
Ralphie's
it?
An adult?
Yeah, did you watch it?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
There's just some things you can't.
And the dad had died, so he's going like to visit the mom. The mom said, like,
yeah. Actually, you want a good Christmas movie? It's an older movie, and it's I'll say this is one of my favorite Christmas movies of all time. It's called A Wonderful Life.
Oh, I just saw that. Yeah. That was on the other night.
I saw it, but I haven't seen it in a lot of years.
Yeah, that's
was that the suicidal dad, right?
Mm-hmm. That's depressing, bro.
Guardian angel makes him re. Yeah.
Yep.
It's depressing.
It is depressing, but good. It's a good story.
I read the description. I ain't watching that shit.
it's good.
I just said Christmas.
I don't feel like crying right now.
Yeah, Christmas is supposed to make you feel good.
It is.
And we've been watching The Grinch. Nico calls it the Big Grinch. The live action ones. So with Jim Carrey, she calls it the Big Grinch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. That's my favorite one.
We watched The Little Mermaid and we watched the live action. She called it the Big Mermaid. It's so funny. The Big Ursula.
I gotta see. Is that good? Is that any good?
It's good.
I liked it. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to watch it.
Hayley Bailey did good.
Yeah, I took my daughter and her friends to the movies. I can't go to the movies because I'm going to sleep cold and dark.
Yeah, yeah.
It means sleep to me. And I had a beverage. Man, I was in there.
Oh, you talking about the movie theater in Bridgeville?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'll be.
I went and saw the Avatar with my son, and I was asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
man.
And you can prop your feet up, too.
I
like,
was like,
you're asking for trouble.
It's over.
And I snore, too.
Oh, yep. Dude. I took my kids to go see Ant-Man and the new Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't make it.
Well, you're known to pass out.
Yeah,
you're known to pass out.
I had two... I had two beef glizzies, paws. You know what I'm saying? a cup of wine. And it was over. I just hear my baby, Dad,
glizzy
look.
Put him to sleep.
Them glizzies.
Yeah, man. They were fire. Pause. They were fire, man.
That's funny.
But yeah, I can't do the movies.
So what did you want to get your significant others if you have one?
Well, nothing, because I don't have one.
So every year we say we're not doing anything, and every year I figure out something to do. But she sent me this perfume that she wanted, so I'm going to try and get it for her. I couldn't find Burberry.
Go to the Burberry store.
Something. Yeah, I went to the outlet.
No, you're going to have to go to the Burberry store in Ross Park.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'm gonna call out there and see if they have it because I'm not driving out there if they don't got that shit.
I was just sitting there. Yeah,
she sent me this fucking perfume, bro. So we're not doing nothing, right? We're not doing nothing. I saw this little like back massager that you can wear, and I showed her. She's like, "No, I don't want it." And she's like, "Well, all right," and sends me these perfumes, right? She's like, "Well, I didn't realize it was so expensive. So you can get me the small one." And I looked at it, I'm like, this is the fucking small one. It's $1 $100 for 1 ounce of perfume. Like, this is the fucking small one. Like, I'll get it, but damn, like, what you mean?
It's not cheap. Burberry's not cheap. It smells good, though, and it lasts long.
So what we thought about doing was putting money towards a Disney trip in a couple years or towards our summer vacation because we usually go to the beach every year.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
Because we don't need, like, I'd literally buy everything that I want throughout the
year.
And the stuff I want is like this stuff, like media stuff. So I wouldn't ask her to buy any of that, but we don't need anything. We don't want anything.
That's where I'm at with it. Like I don't need anything. I don't want anything.
What about you, man?
Well, so yesterday was a great experience. And so when we went to Ross Park yesterday, Charles was looking at stuff, and I'm like, thank God he's showing me some shit that he likes, because, like, he's very hard to buy for because he don't wear a black sweatsuit or a gray sweatsuit. So he liked these Adidas. I don't know what they're called, but that's what he's getting.
Do you like to buy for people because you're Christmas spirit? So do you love like shopping for people?
I love to shop. Period. Like I'm not an online shopper. Like I like to go to the stores and I like to see the shit, because another thing is everything doesn't fit the same. Everything doesn't look the same. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I'm not an online shopper and I hate online shopping.
Honestly. Yeah, this is the first year I actually did online shopping. And
it's a pain in the ass.
It is. I'm kind of good with the things I bought. You know, I was extremely impressed, but I like you said, I like to actually go physically to the store and get what I want. You know, so I'll be doing that this week.
It's like, and then you have to wait and you have to hope and pray. Like, is it gonna come in time? Because stuff will say that it's on its way, and then you'll get another notification it's like. It won't happen until the following week. And you're like, what the fuck? You just said it was on its way.
Lately, I've been noticing, first off, Amazon been on some shit recently.
Yes, they have.
They ain't been doing that 1 to 2 day delivery. Like, when I order some shit in October and you tell me it's going to take 3-4 days, like, what the fuck? I'm paying for Prime.
Right, yeah, I'm about to say, yeah.
So, and then now, like, if you shop on other places online, you have to do priority shipping now because we got a week left. Mm-hmm. That's just like $15 to $20.
And then if it don't come, you're tight because you spend all that money on the shipping, and it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
you just burned me, dude.
I got gifts sitting here from last Christmas that I was supposed to give to somebody, but they came like 3 weeks late from one of them overseas fucking things I bought online a month before Christmas, and it came 3 weeks late. So we never even gave the fucking gifts out. So now I got them this year.
You got it right.
We end up getting them something else.
Yeah, that's crazy. But I love Christmas.
Yeah, I'm going to. Now, you guys cook for Christmas? Like, do you guys cook anything, or how you know?
No, every once in a while we'll invite some people over for like New Year's, and I'll fry another turkey just because I'm still in the mood for it from Thanksgiving. But not really. Yeah. We'll take a side dish or whatever if we're going somewhere, but we don't know.
Yeah, my mom, she almost usually cooks like a Thanksgiving
in-laws
dinner. But like in the recent years, we tried to change it up. Like, I think last year we did like a big seafood boil.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I don't know. I think I might order Texas Day Brazil and might do that. You know,
oh, he's rich.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah,
Farrell's getting.
It's actually it's cheaper to order out.
What
but,
time? You know. What time? Yeah, you can have the seafood boil, but
That's
Texas Day Brazil. I'm with it.
Oh man, dog, I love that's my favorite. That's my favorite restaurant.
So do you cook, Meg? Yeah,
we do like barbecue chicken, and I'll do like stuffed shells, like Italian food.
Okay,
we don't do because we just had it, so we're not doing the ham and stuff again. And then, you know,
my ex is Italian, and they used to do the like 7 fishes for Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
and I don't eat seafood, so but I ate like crab cakes and I ate like calamari. But so since you host, my brother was talking about this last night there because they're hosting Christmas Eve, and he was like on one about people not or people coming empty handed.
Yep,
yeah.
They're hosting like how what are y'all's thoughts on that? He's like first off, let me preface this with y'all never come empty handed. Like, you'll always bring something. You always bring a side or whatever. Or you'll ask and bring whatever we say that we want. But, like, he was like, let me preface this with that. But he was on one last night about people coming empty-handed.
I think it's disrespectful to go to anybody's home that you're invited to without anything. Like, my cousin Puggy, he invited us over twice. I'm like, what do we need? Like, we went for Friendsgiving, and we just went for his birthday. What do you guys need? He's like, nothing.
Okay. Yeah, I'm about to say I went to a Christmas party last night.
But then you bring something. You bring a bottle of wine,
yeah,
or you bring
a bottle of champagne,
something.
Yeah, like, I bought a big cheesecake.
Yeah, you know, so people do that all the time. Like when I had through my birthday party, like on the 4th of July, so it's like a party for everybody.
Right.
So last year I put on Facebook, if I didn't invite you, don't come.
Period.
So then when people show up and I'm like, why are you here?
Then and now you got to be
the bad guy.
Yeah, now I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
Not only do you come here with your kids, you come here with this, you come here with that.
And you're empty-handed.
We had a head count. We had a head count.
And I'm like, nobody pays for the shit besides like me, my mom, my Aunt Mary, my Uncle Lenny. Like, that's it. Like, our family will bring stuff, like our immediate family, mm-hmm. like my aunts and uncles. But all you other motherfuckers that not only come up here, y'all always starting some shit.
Yeah.
Freeloading.
And right. they eat up all the fucking food. Right. So that's what my brother was mad. You come empty handed and you eat up all the food.
Right.
We don't got nothing.
Yeah. Like, so I think it's very disrespectful.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Bring something. Bring something. Something. You know what I'm saying? The more the merrier, right? Yeah. Bring something. Mm.
My dog don't really like people, so a lot of people don't come to my house. And she's pregnant, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to leave her alone.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I think that might be it for the show. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get another one in before New Year's or what, but I think we pretty much wrapped up a lot of shit.
For sure.
Yeah, we got to do
we got to do
before New Year's, like a year end.
Yeah.
Recap.
Countdown. Yeah.
We got to come up with something.
Yeah, I think I'm sort
of a countdown.
You know what?
Or have a haters ball New Year's. Yeah. something.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Maybe we could do like some New Year's Eve bash / podcast.
We can do something. Figure something out.
I'll fry the turkey. We'll do the show. We'll have some drinks.
That'd
bring
be
a couple,
fun.
Bring and, a couple people.
Yeah. I, you know what?
Maybe we'll do that.
And maybe I'll give out an award for Hater of the Year.
Maybe I'll make some ginger beer and we can have Moscow Mules.
Oh, I love Moscow Mules. Look at me. Ooh,
I might not have enough time to make the beer, though, because the beer might, I think it might take like 1 to 2 weeks. I might not have enough time.
I never had a Moscow Mule.
Really?
Never.
Yeah, they're good.
Fire.
Now, homemade beer, that stuff is amazing.
So Chelsea bought me one Christmas a beer making kit to make ginger beer to make Moscow Mules.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it takes like 1 to 2 weeks. So I rushed it and had it out for New Year's. The motherfuckers were strong as fuck. Because you normally like ginger beer don't have a lot of alcohol or any.
Mm-hmm.
These had alcohol in it. They were good though.
Yeah, never had it.
Wow.
Yeah,
Moscow Mules are good.
Yeah, they are.
Nice. And the fucking copper cups too.
Yep. You got to be bougie with it.
Yeah, copper cup, copper straw.
I took some from these people's house and I've been in Trinity area. I was like, well.
Hey.
I got this drink in here. So I'm just going to go ahead and take it with me. This dude was like, go ahead. They ain't even going to notice.
Damn.
And I'm sure they still haven't noticed.
Damn.
They're probably at home now. They'll be at home looking like, what's shit?
Oh, before we go, I do want to say to everybody out there that's listening. So there's a section where you can, you know, write comments or, you know, however you feel about the show, because I get them all the time in my email. If there's something on, you know, that you want us to talk about or anything that you want us to discuss or even just a critique or an opinion, let us know.
We don't want your opinions.
I mean, I kind of do, because maybe we could put them on. So maybe we could just talk about it.
Give JT your opinion and Farrell your opinion.
No, because
leave Megs out of it.
That might be good topics.
Yeah. We might be able
that might
to flip
be good
it.
Topics.
Okay, well, we'll see. Just leave you know, me out of it.
Hit me with it. Pause.
Yeah, pause. Yeah. So you know, if there's anything you want to see us do or
now you're getting crazy, bro.
Or change or you know something along those lines, just let us know in the comments section. Other than that, we just gonna be keep on giving you this real nigga shit. So.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yep.
Peace.
Peace. The Inbox.